Praise the Lord. We're here again. Hallelujah. Three times this week. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. It's Pastor Chris Light, Prayer Time, Prayathon 2023. Friday, February 27th today.
Last Friday of the month. The new month starts already next week.
So true. Thank you for interjecting that.
So I was just thinking how time is just moving so fast.
Yeah, it's definitely expedited to the end, to the first flight.
Mm-hmm.
The energized prayer of a righteous man avails much. Learn more on how to prevail in the spirit through prayer in this Friday's Rhapsody. Visit rhapsodyofrealities.org. Ezekiel 37, 3 through 5 and verse 10 says, "And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army." Man, what a sight that must have been, right? Dead people coming to life. Exceeding great army.
Mm-hmm. Like all these bones just.
Wow. There's some great stuff in the Bible.
My theatrics.
At our times of prayer today, we'll pray much in the Spirit, prophesying peace, prosperity, righteousness, and the proliferation of the gospel and the churches of Christ in our nations. Praise God for the impact and effect of words spoken through the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. I really believe, this is really what the Holy Spirit's been showing me too, just to really persevere and speak it out. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever is going on in your life.
Share.
Boom. Take your care of it.
Affirmations, declarations,
healings,
proclamations.
Financial freedom, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Make the change.
Peace.
Cause the change with your words.
Whatever. Everything fits in that category.
Yeah.
Because he promised it all to us. So just think of that, Danielle. It's up to us to really, if you watch war movies and stuff, you know, if a soldier gave up, we wouldn't win any battles, right? They got to persevere, tired, wet, hungry, cold, wounded, whatever. They got to win that battle. We count on them to win the battle. And the Lord counts us on us to win these battles. He gave us all the weapons, the tools.
For the spiritual war.
He gave us the power. He
authority.
Imparted his power and authority to us. We got to win this, people. Rise up. I used to sing that song to my kids.
Which one?
Rise up, children, shake the devil out your soul.
Are you going to sing it for us now?
I thought about it, but.
Hey, I thought you were starting to break into
rise
verse.
Rise up, children, shake the devil out your soul. Oh, I'd sing it to him in the morning.
Would they sing? Did they learn it and sing it back?
Yeah. Yeah, they got up. Well, they got up. Prayed it so I'd hush.
I'm sure they enjoyed it.
Anyway, I'm so excited about that new level, the proliferation of the church, the new level that we're going to in the spirit. It's up to us if we go or not. You know, you can stay where you are. The Lord will let you stay where you are, but you won't be happy. You'll be left behind because the church is marching forward.
On. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You know, and that's just like how Pastor told us, you know, it's going to be the year of decision for a lot of people. It's going to be, you know, it's the last chance for you to take that step or just basically be left behind.
Honestly.
So make sure you're taking that step.
Yeah. And it's
we're on the
time,
first flight out.
It's a time too, Danielle, where we get to exercise our faith to a new level.
Mm-hmm.
I was sharing with her some things I got to make decisions on, and it's a matter of faith. Mm-hmm. So you got to just
let the Lord
get out of your comfort zone and take that step.
Yes, Pastor Chris told us on New Year's, you know, if you want to see something different, you have got to do something different. And it wasn't the first time that he said that either, you know. So you have to change things up and try something new. You have to go in and do, you know, prayer and fasting, take it serious, take it to another level for you personally, or take your studying in a different direction that you've
never
done.
Yeah,
your seeds, your givings, you know, anything.
Your confessions.
Whatever it is you've not done before, you need to start doing now.
Now, one thing is when you start confessing and prophesying, you better not negate your words when you stop. Just be cautious of your words.
Mm-hmm. Very mindful.
Because you can negate them, you know?
Very easily,
too,
without even thinking.
Out of a habit.
Yeah, so you really have to retrain your brain and be very mindful.
And you're going to talk about that today.
Sort of like how we have that in The Power of Your Mind.
Power.
Which is like the best book. Yes. I've been reading from this, I think the past couple of episodes now, just because I've been rereading it as well, the new year, along with reading the Bible for the year, which is Following the Rhapsody, which I hope a lot of you are too, because Pastor said we really should also, and my pastor did too. So I'm going to read from chapter 4, Use Your Mind Right. So it's critical that you understand how to use your mind right, because that's your ticket to the next and higher level you desire. One of the first things you must learn to do with your mind is to focus it on the right thing. Isaiah 26:3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." I think this was a portion I read last time that I started with.
You're going to fast forward.
Yeah, I wanted to go to this other part. Yeah. So that's what we started with.
That was the theme.
So with all your mind is where I left the scriptures. Here we go.
I'm going to prophesy preparation for you.
So Jesus shows us how to love the Lord with all our might or strength by focusing our minds on him. So Pastor is showing us a few other scriptures that throw more light on this. 1 Chronicles 22:19. "Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise therefore and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God."
Okay, that's a good thought. Let's just think about that. Say it again.
"Now set your heart
set
and your
heart
soul,
and your soul
to seek the
to
Lord
seek
your
the
God."
Lord your God. You see? Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah. Just turn towards him at all times, all day long.
And even when you naturally do that, or when you just do that, you will naturally be mindful of the things you will say as well.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know,
everything
the things
will
that
fall
are going
in
to
place.
Flow out of your mouth from the abundance of the heart. So set your heart and your soul towards God, you know, and let everything
That's
fall into
beautiful,
place.
That's beautiful, really, if you think of it.
Mm-hmm. So remember, that's 1 Chronicles 22:19. So it says, "Arise, therefore, and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord." David, the king of Israel, had become an old man. And seeing that his days on earth were numbered, he installed his son Solomon as king, and gave him this important instruction for his life. Set your heart and soul to seek the Lord your God. This is how you bear that commandment in Deuteronomy 6:5. It's by setting your heart and soul to seek the Lord. Remember, with your mind, you create, you recall, you review, and you process images for meaning, reasoning, language, and expression. Mm. So David was spot on when he said to his son, "Set your heart and soul to seek the Lord your God." See how he puts the same point to Solomon in another verse. "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever.
Wow, that's intense.
That's 1 Chronicles 20:29.
But if you seek him, he'll be found. Mm-hmm. He doesn't hide from us.
No, he's always in plain sight. but that is, you know, it's very straightforward. Like, go to God. If not, I mean, you're kind of just going to be left out in the cold. And you don't want to be left out in the cold. You don't want to be helpless. You don't want to be without answer and feeling void. So
despairing place, a very despairing place.
It's like, what do you have to lose, right? Why not take a chance if you've never done that before? That's even something that maybe you've never done before. So try it because you've never done it. It's something new, something different.
No, don't try. Do it. Do it,
yeah,
right?
Do it.
This is
That's
the
true.
Time when we're not trying, we're going to do it.
Yes. Well, so do it. No, don't just try it out.
No.
But do it and see the changes that the Lord brings into your life.
It will be.
This is a
different place we're in now.
It really is.
This is it. This is not like preparation for the real thing. This is it. We are in it, you know?
Yeah. Rapture's coming soon.
Yeah, definitely. And we want to we're going out victorious. We're going out prolific, church.
On the first flight. Like, I'm on that first flight out. So I have my first class pass already.
But he wants everybody on that flight.
Exactly.
You know? I don't want anybody to be left behind for that. So the church needs to be about its business in winning souls and changing lives. I mean, we have the power.
Spreading the gospel.
He left all the power with us to do it.
Amen.
We're his mouth, we're his hands, we're his feet. Mm-hmm. You know, we take his orders from him. He's the head, we're the body. We function as that.
We're his representatives here on earth.
Yeah, he gave us that. We get to speak
in his
authority.
Authority, exactly.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. We have the power of attorney.
Yes, the POA.
Yeah.
So Pastor continues, how do you seek the Lord? By setting your mind on him. Mm-hmm. You seek him not because he's missing and you're trying to find him, but because you want to focus your heart, your mind, and your affections on him. Romans 8:5 also says the same thing. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Mm. So those who are after the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, the carnal, worldly things. But if you're after God, you'll set your mind on him and godly things.
That's about it.
So you're in control of your mind.
And your mouth.
Yes.
What comes out?
Come out.
What comes out? You're either going to get set free or get trapped by this here.
Yeah, your words can really bind you.
Or liberate you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you don't
even realize it. And your words can set the enemy to flight.
And so you have to be mindful of the words that you speak.
Yeah.
Power of your tongue.
Use them properly.
Yeah.
You're a weapon.
Amen.
Let's pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray much in the Spirit, prophesying peace, prosperity, righteousness, and the proliferation of the gospel and the churches of Christ in our nations. Praise God for the impact and effect of words spoken through the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Kura baha shele hitala hara mahako. Ora bohara la hora fita le hitara la hara. Ora la 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 bora bara la 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 hatu. Thank you for this gift of speaking in tongues. Thank you for the power that's released when we speak in tongues. Kutale hitara la hara boho tora la hara mahako. Eta lahara mahashita lahara bohoko Bara le tiata lafra bohotora beita lahatoko Anta lahara bohotora lahara be Bara lahara mahasite le fetara lahara Eta lahara bohsora burra beda lahara Mazite ke ki bara lor behita lahara. Your burden is light. Kieta la hara mondor le feta la hara.
Keri te ke ki
bara lora mahandi te la hatur be. Eta la hatur bohote le feta. Bara lora mahandi te le ta la hara bisha da la hatur bahate. Si kutur e kieta la hara bahandi te la fitur. Mantor bahatelei dieta lor mahandeta lahara. Bara lor mahandeta lahara sita lehetotu. Ara lor mahandian lehetara lor bohotara fete. Mendian da lor rabu tukur behitara lahata. O te atakotala, ara lahare mehitara lohotu. Mundolo lobur beita lahare fishara lahatorre menda. Bara lahare bohokur beita lahare fe. Yanda lahare loti ata lehitara lahare bohotu. Lara lorra mahandeta lahare. Eta lahare bohokur beita lahare. Ara lahara bahashita lohara bahate. Bala lohara futala lohmanda labara behita lahara lahatako. Oh, peace. Oh, kara lohara behita lahara fisata lohatako. Oh, we're not leaving in defeat, Lord. We're leaving in victory. Oh, korabahatita lehitara laharaba. Menda laharebe ishara lahara. Meda laharefi sandiyatora loharabo hoturra behita lahato. Mandora borrefeta lahare iyatakata lahoto. Kara lohara mahandeta lehitara lohoto. Bara lora mahandeta la furrabo hotur lehita. Ara mahashara la hatu. Tienda la harebe ita la tuku. Ota la harebo hotur mehin tienda la hare. Fera lora mahandeta la hare. Jesus, o kieta. Mieta kutale. Meta lehita la hatienda la hara. Arrebeta la hara fisato turre pita lehita ta la hatu. Ma korra bahe lehita la nafadu la hara. Mando lore behita la hara bohote la fitu. Ora la hara bohote turre mehita la hara bohote. para lora de hitala, para lora mahande tele hitala mutu, o dolore me hitala hara, ma sara le kiende le be hitala, lera lora bohotare le fetala tu, para lora mahande tele hitala lohutu, para lora mahande tele fara, lera lahara lahate, Messer allora bovotu coro la re, ad allora borra vita leita, ad allora bohatu, ma corra bohotu re leita da la, arra mohantor fiesita leita allora vita la tu, ad allora bohotu la re leita. Manda la porra vita, lo forro
la rete che chi la rescia sante, carito che
allora vita la forra,
libro sentera,
monta la porra vita, la harra, torna fissa tu, ora allora vita la harra, mendiam della harra, boho torna fissa la, manda la porra vita, allora boho scito lo tu, Ada lora mahande te la hara mahanku, ora borra fe, eta la hara mahasien de la hara ba, ada lora mahande te la hara, ada la forra be ta lo hutura bahanku, ada lora le be ta la hande ta da, menda la hara bahatu, Veta kutala tienda la harre. Hallelujah. Ora lohre bahatur beta. Menda lohre bahatale hitala hoko. Para lohre mahantor beta la harre fisha la tutura. Tienda kora la harre behisara lohre ba. Para lohre mahandena la harre fisha la lohre behitara la harra. Dianda la hara behisara la hatora bahate de la hara lo. Tala lo hara meheta la hara behisara la hara lo hoto to kuta. Bara lo hara mandianda la feta la hara bahaku. Ara lo hara meheta la hara. Ara lo hara lo hara la hara mahande. Ara lo hara la hara behisara la hara lo Ora lohara bohatu, ara lohara mahande, era lahara bahaku, bara lohara meheta lahara behisendia tala fura, o da lohara bohatur leveita lahara, ara lohara lahara mehesa lara lohara bahaku, Bela tienda lohre beta lohre besara la forabo tu. Ora lohre mehendar lohre besara la lo. Mantora lohre behita. Beka lohre mehese tienda lohre bahatur behita la. Fera lohre mahasienda lohre bahatu. Oh, ta la hara bahatu, ora la hara behita, pera la hara mahashala da lohotu, ora bahatu, ora. Thank you, Father.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah. Amen. Wow. It really is effective, our prayers, hallelujah. You can feel Amen. It moving mountains. Changing situations, hallelujah.
It's a load.
Yeah, very exciting. You know, yeah. It's almost like you want to keep praying, like we need to up it from 15 minutes. Yeah, because you
know. But you know, technically it's 15 minutes twice a day. So
right.
It's the noon and 10 p.m.
Yeah. And you still have your private prayer time. Mm. But there's something about praying with others that
exactly.
is even amplified, so. It's exciting, and thank you for praying with us. Mm. Have a blessed weekend.
Yes, and you know, we do have Love World Network Awards yes. going on. So tune in. All the networks are going to be streaming them
yeah.
tomorrow, 6 a.m. Central Time.
We'll see you Monday. Yeah. We'll be back.
Yeah.
God bless Bye. You.
Pray.